forget. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, October 5th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Well, I suppose by now you've, most of you, if not all of you, have heard that Ed and Elaine Brown were arrested last night, peacefully, which is a good thing. What I'm going to do today, I'm going to have open lines throughout the show. And they're open right now at 800-313-9443. And there's a few things that I'm going to talk about today. Second hour, I'm going to bring Tim Wingate up and also Sean Cranish, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Ed and Elaine Brown situation. But as I had mentioned to you yesterday, one thing I'd like for you to do, all of you who heard Wednesday's show with John Hankey, I'd like for you to call in if you would, and just give me, I'm going to take a kind of a poll, just out of curiosity, to see how many people really wanted to hear any more of John Hankey. I got a number of pretty bad emails, and the network got some too, regarding some of the information he was putting out. But I had a conversation with John, and I told him I would do this, because he's under the impression that all the information he's putting out is great. So I'm curious about that. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, when is enough enough? And just this situation that happened last night with Ed and Elaine Brown. And it seems like the screws are continually being turned up and the heat's continually being put on. And I've been getting emails from expatriates, people that have relocated, and I have a website, as a lot of you know, www.theamericanawakening.org, and I can track where my listenership comes from. And what's interesting is I have listeners all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, Norway, Germany, France, England, Chile, Costa Rica, Mexico, I don't know, probably 30, 40 countries, and I'm starting to get emails from some of these people inviting me to come down and take a look at where they live. And I'd be curious to find out how many of you out there in the audience have that thought has crossed your mind about the possibility of just leaving. That's another topic. But before I get into that, I want to remind everybody, as John Stadtmiller always says, and I am a firm believer as well, we don't have enough boots on the ground. We need to get the word out. We need to invite listeners to come in. And so what we're doing here at the network is we're offering free of charge, free shipping, a 150-page book on the Constitution. Now, a lot of you are pretty familiar with it, but I would recommend that you get a copy of it and bone up on it. And, there's some stuff in there that maybe you haven't read in a long time, you forgot about, but it's something that you almost want to commit to memory just in case you're accosted at some point in time or you have a chance to use it. Also, we're going to give you a citizen's rule book, and even more importantly than you being boned up, as far as from our standpoint, what we'd like for you to do is tell us how many vehicles that you have, you, your wife, maybe your teenage son or whatever. We're going to send you out some bumper stickers with RBN's name on it. So as you drive down the road, even if you don't want to be frustrated by having to try to wake up one of those mind-numbed Americans, you can just drive down the road and let them look at your bumper sticker. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Phone lines are open.
Thank you. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You know, I had it, for those of you who listened to yesterday's show, I had a really good interview with John Onesti, the investment advisor. Nice man. And I went in to police myself to see what kind of a job I did with this gentleman, because he's an advertiser on the network. So I went into the archives, and I clicked on it, and I started listening to the interview. And you know, did any of you understand what I was saying yesterday? I was talking so fast. And I thought, why in the world would I do that? And then I remembered I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. And I got this stuff in my refrigerator called Dragon Juice. By the way, it's Michael Anthony's stock. It's for sale on the website. But you know, I didn't really – I took it one day, and it kind of got in the way of my coffee. But I'd had a couple cups of coffee before the show yesterday, and it really wasn't doing any good. So I went and got a glass of this stuff, and I drank it about 15 minutes before the show. And I started listening to the show. I was laughing because I was talking about 90 miles an hour. So I'd also be curious as to how many people actually understood what I was talking about. But at any rate, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Without any further ado, let's go to Jim in Missouri. Jim, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, I think. It's a good day and it's a bad day, Jim. I'm really saddened that Ed and Elaine were arrested. I have to say, though, you know, I, as much as I gag when I do this, I appreciate that the Fed did so without any bloodshed.
Well, okay. I'll rest with that.
Okay, what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, actually, Ed and Elaine was the first thing that popped up on my email this morning. And I actually talked to the editor of the newspaper. What is that? The Concord
Monitor.
Concord Monitor.
Yeah.
And I basically I accused her. I said, you know, your the title to your whole to your article is false. And she said, how do you figure
it out? Are we talking about Margot Sanger Katz? Is that who we're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well,
what was the title?
And I wasn't talking to her. I was talking to the editor. And the editor's name is... Oh, let me find it. Bear with me.
What is the title of the article say?
It says, Tax Evaders. Okay. Number
oh, well,
one.
That's no sur-
number
Go
well,
ahead.
and that was the point that really, and I'm angry about it, and I am working on trying to figure out how to sue them. They're printing false information, which is libel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ed and Elaine. As far as I know, and I need the court documentation so that I can present it. They said, "Hey, you present us the law. If we owe the tax, we'll pay."
Yeah,
that's
I know they've been doing
evader.
That. They've been
not
doing
a tax evader.
They've been doing it since 1990. I think it's 1996, and there's been a myriad
so
of.
That is not so. That is not a tax evader, and. To put a title on a newspaper article that is going to influence a bunch of people, and they started out saying tax evaders, they've already accused them and they've convicted them through the media. Well, that hurts me because that's not true. That's not what happened.
No, and I agree with you. I mean, you know, but we know how the mainstream media works, Jim. You know, they print this stuff, and I'm in your corner. Keep me posted. Let me know where you go with this. See if there's anything that can be done about it.
I am here to tell you right now, I am one pissed off American. You know what? I am not going to tolerate this stuff. If they're going to do this, then we're going to take them to task. I spoke to the editor of that paper this morning, and this woman was probably, from the sound of her voice, I would say she's well under 30 years old. And she just basically said to me, well, yeah, go for it. Good luck. And this is a kid, as far as I'm concerned, that has no experience and does not know what's going on.
Well, that's
so,
I'm not saying necessarily
what?
That. Go ahead.
Well, it's time to take them to task.
Well, you know, I'm in your corner. I really do. I hope that you can get somewhere with it. I really do.
If they're that flippant that it's no big concern to them, they think it's a game. Well, okay, then let's play the game.
Okay, Jim. Anything else?
No. Well, I'm the North Director for Ron Paul Friends USA.
Anybody got a website?
Anybody that has not signed up on there, please go to it. RonPaulFriendsUSA.com.
RonPaulFriendsUSA.com. Okay. Any listener wants to go in there, sign up. Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it, and I wish you luck with it. And keep me posted, okay? Let me know what happens. Let me know what the responses are, okay?
Well, we haven't decided. I haven't decided how we're going to attack it, but I'm angry and I'm really upset that Ed and Elaine got taken in.
I'm very angry. I'm very frustrated. I'm very subdued today. I've had a lot of stuff happen, over my life in the last 24 hours, and I'm a little bit melancholy here. Yes, I'm angry. I give Ed and Elaine kudos for their bravery, for standing up. I don't know what happened there. I know that, you know, supposedly they were infiltrated by federal officers parading as supporters, and they obviously let their guard down, and it saddens me, you know. I'm mostly glad that there was no bloodshed. On the other hand, what they're facing, Marshal Monnier is saying that they're probably going to throw additional charges at him, and sadly,
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
You know, the U.S. Marshals, if you're listening, you people are supposed to be our countrymen. You people are supposed to be our countrymen, and you're throwing people in jail for nothing because your own government won't answer the question. These people are not our countrymen. They're criminals.
They're working
for a
pension.
The U.S. Marshal Service is a criminal organization as of today. They are not for us. They are for something else, and I haven't figured out what the something else is.
Okay, partner. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
How you doing today, Michael?
A little melancholy. Go ahead. I'm all right.
I'm feeling a little bit of that myself. Yeah, I listened to an interview yesterday on NPR, and they had a young lady from the great state of Israel, and she was saying that a lot of the evangelical Christians that come over there, within 10 minutes, they're all saying that, you know, they wish that the Jews would hurry up and repent in order to make it to heaven because they're expecting the final come down. And she was saying that's creating quite a dilemma for them because they don't support Jesus the way Christians do, evangelicals do. So she was saying how that's really kind of creating a rift between evangelicals and Jews. I was wondering, how do you feel about that? And plus, I wanted to ask you about the Factor VIII tainted blood that Bill Clinton allowed to be created out of prison blood and all kind of other tainted blood from hospitals, and it went to hospitals and people with the bleeder's disease. Was that hemophilia?
Did you listen to my show Wednesday?
Right. I tried to get in, and I talked to your phone, your young guy, I forget his name, and he said he would mention that to you. There's a whole lot more history behind that, but the guy who gave the information on that, he's the guy that apparently won the tobacco settlement.
Uh-huh.
He gave the whole history on how Bill Clinton basically took, I guess, money or favors or something and allowed this Bayer Aspirin company, I guess, to go in and get tainted blood, and they created a substance called Factor VIII or something like that, some kind of blood derivative, and it got shipped
right
all over the world. And when it was discovered, a lot of other clients from around the world were prosecuted and, you know, the whole list of stuff that goes on. But everybody who was involved in the American scandal kind of got off. That's just a brief of it, but you can probably clean it up a little better if you heard anything about it.
But you're asking me what, how I feel about Bill Clinton?
I'm just trying to get it out quick because I know you're pressed for time, but I was wondering, did you hear about that? And
Did you want to add to it? I heard about it, and truthfully, I didn't go really deep down the rabbit hole on it, but you're telling me Bill Clinton was involved in that. And,
well, this guy actually said it's going to be the next Holocaust. That's how serious it is. I'm trying to get it out fast. I know you need other callers. But he said he's not going to his grave until he brings this to light because it's so serious. He said thousands of hemophiliacs already died. Their family members got sick. He said this thing is so used that it's amazing that they can keep a cap on it. It's that big. And it all started in Arkansas, just like the mean drugs.
Yeah, just like mean drugs,
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I hope he gets it out there, but, just like I covered Wednesday with John Hanke, that entire debacle with all of these witnesses that were prepared to come forward, and I'm talking about IRS, police officers, drug enforcement officers, heads of corporations, and I'm talking about dozens of these people were actually flown into Washington to testify, in the Whitewater investigation, and they were barred from testifying.
Right.
So, the control is very strong. Anyway, got to take a break. Hold on with me, Richard. I'll be back. You want to leave?
Well, I got to drop something off, but I can call back if you want me to and give you a little bit
more.
All
right, that's fine.
I know other people want to get on, so thanks for taking my call.
Call me back. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in about anything you like. Would like to get your opinion on John Hankey and his position on Bill Clinton. You know, the fact is that Wednesday show was just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the laundry list on Bill Clinton's a mile long. I mean, here's a quote by Dr. Sam Houston, who is the former physician to Hugh Rodham, and that's Hillary's father. Dr. Swin, a doctor, and this is a quote, Dr. Swin, a doctor at the medical center here in Little Rock that's taking care of Bill Clinton for his sinus problems, which may indeed be drug-related to cocaine use as they destroy the sinus passages. Governor Bill Clinton was taken into the hospital, I believe it was the medical center, on at least one or two occasions for cocaine abuse and overdosage, in which he actually had to be cared for at the hospital. That's pretty powerful assertion there by Dr. Houston, but him being in the hospital there and working with him, I'm sure he would know. But at any rate, you know, my opinion of Bill Clinton, he's got a long laundry list a mile long, and I could say this, he's a very clever, very intelligent man, but he lies. He was busted in so many lies by these people and some of the things he did. When I had this Clinton debate, John Hankey seems to be a sympathizer with Bill Clinton. I've got a buddy in Los Angeles who's an attorney that, you know, he's constantly telling me, you know, anytime the subject of Clinton comes up, he's perfect. Clinton's perfect. No, he's far from perfect. But anyway, to answer your question, you know, I'm not a follower, or I'm not an advocate, or I'm not a fan of Bill Clinton, Richard. And as far as this other thing goes, as far as the Christians going over to Israel and trying to get the Jewish people to repent for their sins, to me, I mean, that's, you know, I would equate that to, you know, like going into a lion's cage, a hungry lion, and telling him not to eat lunch. I don't know, in all honesty. But that's the way it sounds. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you. You know, I've been getting a number of emails from people who no longer live in the United States. They call them expatriates. They no longer live here. And one of the things, curiously, that they seem to have in common is that they tell me, and I can affirm this because I've been overseas. I've been to several different countries in my lifetime. And they tell me that the comparison, now I'm not talking about culturally. Yes, there is a cultural difference in these different countries, and of course a person would have to adapt. But I'm talking about, as far as the freedoms are concerned, the one thing that all these people have in common, there's been a number of them that have emailed me, is that they all say the same thing. And that is that they find themselves with a lot more freedoms in whatever respective country they happen to be, as opposed to here, where they came from. And the screws keep getting tighter and tighter every day. Now, it used to be, well, for example, these arrests and the taserings and the police brutality used to happen once in a while. It happened to me 30 some odd years ago, but it wasn't an ongoing thing. Now, if you go into YouTube and you look, you know, you type in police brutality or taser or whatever, there's over 2 million hits. There's over 2 million videos in there, folks, of police brutality, of police that are basically antagonizing people. They're arresting people. And one thing I noticed with a lot of them is that they will shout while they're arresting you, "Don't resist, don't resist." Even when the person is not resisting, they'll be shouting out, "Don't resist," to cover when they flap, or when they whip a taser on them. That's terrible. And these police officers, and I'm talking to you police officers out there now, you guys, I don't know what kind of training you're going through these days, but that's atrocious. It's horrendous to do that to people. And you were talking about people that have a life, you know, people that, you know, they have kids, they have families, they have a job, they have a house, they have a mortgage, most of them. And, or they're in college or whatever they are. But the fact of the matter, you're toying with people's lives here. And the question I have for the police officers out there, are you being instructed to do this? Are your superiors telling you? Did you take an oath to uphold the Constitution before you were turned loose on the streets to do this? I'd be curious to know. If there are any police officers out there that are listening, please, you know, give me a call and let me know. Because this has gotten way out of hand. I had as a lot of you know, I had a gentleman up on my show last week, David Snyder, and that's the city councilman that was beat up, viciously beat up by a police officer in a city council meeting. He was very cordial, very polite, very intelligent, very well spoken. Sitting in a city council meeting, he was ordered to leave. He immediately packed his stuff up and walked out the door. And the police officer grabbed him by the back of the belt and held him there for a moment, signaled something to the mayor. The next thing you know, he's shoving him out the door, and I know a lot of you have seen the video clips, shoving him out to the door to the point where it knocked him out. The force of him hitting the front door knocked him out, and he hit his head on the pavement, and there's a gash in his head that's about, oh, I don't know, 2.5-3 inches long. And then the police officer, after he just viciously closed fist, beat him in the head while he was unconscious, turns around and arrests him and has the audacity to charge him with battery on a peace officer? I mean, come on, let's face it. The man didn't have a chance. What is happening to this country? You know, as I've mentioned on past shows, the mindset of a country generally follows its leadership. And we have a leader in office who is a psychopath. Are we all turning into psychopaths here? We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, is it just me, guy? I mean, are you tired of this yet? I mean, do I see a lot more of it because of my position, or do you get on the Internet, too, and watch some of these videos and see some of these reports that are coming out with this police brutality ongoing? I'm sick of it. And then I see these groups like We Are Change that go out, you know, these young guys, 20, 25 years old. And by the way, when you're young, as you know, you got a lot of energy, a lot of spunk, okay? And you go out and you challenge these people. And I give these guys kudos for doing that. You know, I'm getting old, all right? I'm getting old. I'm starting to get tired. I just want to live in peace. And it seems that the powers that be don't want any of us to live in peace. They're constantly aggravating us all the time. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I had a telephone conversation this morning with one of those expatriates I was talking about, and curiously enough, he's just called in on the line. Let's go to Ron in Mexico. Ron, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Well, hello, Michael. How are you?
Oh, I'm a little bit melancholy here after I had a conversation with you this morning, and I'm, you know, my brain's spinning on this, Ron. I'm thinking, you know, these young guys, I would love to see this country get turned back into a constitutional republic like it's supposed to be. But, man, what a battle. I mean, we're getting it on from all angles, Ron. And you know, I'm not a young guy. I'm not a spring chicken here. And I'm going, you know, all of us, I think I'm right when I say, all of us just want to live in peace. Ron, Ed and Elaine Brown, all they wanted to do was have the government show them the law. And the government is so arrogant now, and has been for some time, that They're not going to show them a law. They know there's no law that exists, but they're going to arrest them anyway for some fictitious charge. And then the caller that called in a while ago, the guy's right. And then the bold face on the mainstream paper, Ron, is saying tax evaders. Well, if there's a tax that was evaded, why don't you show us the law that they violated? You know?
Yeah, well, they're not going to do that. That would certainly that would tip their hand and really cause a big firestorm. I'm like you, Mike. I really enjoyed talking with you this morning and thought it actually appropriate to call in and discuss the theme of expatriation. At the time you and I talked, actually, I wasn't aware that Ed and Elaine had been arrested, and I'm sure sorry to hear about that. But
They were arrested last night, I believe about 7:45, without incident. What the federal marshals did evidently is they went in parading as supporters.
Yeah. And well, their version.
What's that?
Their version of without incident is probably different than what the rest of the world would think is without incident.
Oh, I'm sure. But we won't know until we have the opportunity to speak directly or indirectly to Ed Brown as far as what really happened.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, as you said, Michael, I'm in my mid-40s, and as you said, you know, we just want to live in peace. In peace, have a nice, free environment for our families to live and our kids to grow up. And increasingly, day by day, that's going away. And there comes a point at which you have to make some decisions, some personal decisions on, you know, are you going to, as they say in New Hampshire, are you going to live free or die? And I'd rather live free here, but if that's not possible, I'm going to live free somewhere.
Well, I know in an email you sent me, you were speaking about a plan B. And, you know, and I had to talk to you a little bit on the phone today about, well, you know, Mexico, they're going to go into the North American Union, and all the borders are going to come down anyway. This is the plan that they're implementing. So at that point, you know, what do you do? But you evidently already have another plan for that. That's the take that I got from you on the telephone.
Yeah,
but also
yeah,
you had mentioned that where you are, the specific location that you are, is far so much farther behind here. It would take them several years to even acclimate that particular area up to, you know, American standards, if you would.
Exactly, yeah. It'll be an enormously long time. Even after the North American Union is complete, the Mexican culture is such that it will take quite a while for them to adapt. That's not the culture that you just snap your fingers and they immediately become exactly like Americans. It'll take quite a while. And the further deep that you go into Mexico, the further into the interior, the more set they are in their ways culturally. And so I think it's a fantastic area. You've got quite a bit of lead time before it would become Americanized. And then from there, you have a chance to learn how to live outside the United States, learn how to deal with some of the differences in the cultures. And it's a great, a great transition point where if you don't really want to live there permanently, it's a fantastic place to call a base of operations and explore some of the other possibilities for expatriation. For instance, several different areas in Central America. You can drive actually from the Texas border. There's about half a dozen Central American countries that are within 2 days' drive just by car alone from the U.S. Mexican border. So basing in Mexico gives you a great opportunity to explore some of the other possibilities for permanent housing, and as well as just a good transition because, I don't lack anything there. I have cable TV. I have high-speed Internet. We have indoor plumbing, all the conveniences, yet it is still a different environment than the United States, which truthfully I find very, very refreshing. It reminds me to a certain extent of what the U.S. was in the 1950s.
And so, as far as the freedoms and the cost of living, now, you know, you had shared with me on the phone that your expenses for, you know, a two-bedroom with, actually you've got a maid. And your internet service, your TV, all that stuff, okay, and it's far less than $1,000 a month.
And that's correct. It actually boggles my mind. I remember in the beginning, I was really happy because I thought it was somewhere around $1,200 a month, and then after doing a little bit of accounting, I realized that it was well under $1,000, and that the average was closer to $750. I'll give you an idea, just a quick example of the differences there. When we first moved there, my son had gotten a stomach virus. He'd gotten very sick, my 2-year-old. So we wanted some excellent medical care for him, so we found the best pediatrician in the city, the most expensive pediatrician in the city. His office visits cost a whopping 300 pesos for an office visit. That's about $27. So we had him attended two turns out. We had to put him in a hospital. So we put him in a private hospital for 3 days. In 3 days, in a private hospital with round-the-clock, excellent care, private room, tests, medicines, x-rays, the best pediatrician around. The entire bill for 3 days was approximately $675.
That's unbelievable.
You can't walk past a hospital for $675.
Well, no, my wife, I hadn't brought this up, but my wife had to go to the hospital emergency room. She had they still don't know what happened to her, but she spent all of about 4 or 5 hours in the emergency room. And the bill, I mean, the first thing they do is they try to load you up with every test that they can think of,
sure.
CT scans, 4, 5, 6 different blood tests, just every kind of test imaginable. And, I've seen this before. I can imagine, I was doing the math in my head, and I can imagine for that 4 or 5 hours, it was probably $2,000 to $3,000 worth of bills. And that's what they do here, because it's not about curing anybody, because they didn't even know what was wrong with her. What they told her, and this, listen to this, they told her that according to their prognosis, that she must have gotten a virus, and it's gone now. Now this is in a space of 4 hours. You don't get a virus and it's gone in 4 hours. So these people don't even know what they're doing.
Well,
yet they go in.
It was a miracle. It was a miracle, Michael. It was a miracle.
I've got other callers, Ron, but well, I'll tell you what. Hold on the line here. Let's bring up, I think Jim in Missouri called in a little while ago. He's the guy who was talking about the Concord monitor. I believe it's the same guy. Let's bring Jim up on the line, Kerry. Jim, are you with me? Stay there, Ron.
Yeah, okay, I'm here.
Jim?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I understand what the gentleman is talking about. I went down the path of I got so fed up that I was looking for a way to get out. And I went to the international market, and there is plenty. There is plenty there. You can live so cheap, it's unbelievable.
But I knew there was a but coming. Go ahead.
But I finally came to my senses, and I said, you know what? Why am I running away? This is my country.
And well, I don't.
I understand what the expatriates are doing. They're doing it to protect themselves and their families, and I agree with that. I agree with that. But you know what? We shouldn't have to do that.
I agree with that, Jim, but let me say this.
We should not have to do that, and it is time for the people in this country to stand up and say, enough's enough. We've had it. This is our country. We created it, and we're going to rule it.
Okay, let me say this, Jim. All right, first of all, this administration, this is not my government anymore. We have not had what I would consider to be an honest government, or even, a semi-honest government since JFK. It's been getting progressively worse. And here's the issue, is that we've got, and I go through this every day, and I know you probably do as well, we have got a large majority of Americans that are mind-numb, dumbed-down, lazy, apathetic, they don't care, all right? That's the reason that this country is going south to begin with. And so the question, the line that you draw here is that at what point do you say, you know what, I'm not sure that we're going to be able to save this, and if we don't, Jim, I would love to have it back to where it was. Let me clear that up. But if we don't save it, They're going to have us living in a total police state. They're going to own our property. They're going to be vaccinating us.
You know, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I understand that 100%. You have to understand where I'm coming from. I am a divorced, single father. I love my kids. I don't have custody of them. And if I leave, I leave them, period. I'm not willing to do that. I can't do that.
Well, okay. I was in the same position as you.
Okay, so I have to defend my country. And I'm asking you guys, that are on the outside, that have already made the move, we need you. You know, there's some, there are some of us out there that don't have the choice. We don't have the choice. I mean, it's either I go get my freedom and I join in the expatriates and walk away from my kids.
All right, Ron, you want to comment?
Well, just I was a single parent for a number of years, and oddly enough, my ex and my two kids came to visit in Mexico and thoroughly enjoyed it. And my ex is actually prepared to make the jump at any time things become hostile here. Even my ex-wife and my is ready to drag up and take my two daughters and move them to where we are in Mexico. And she's prepared for that. I think you'd be surprised.
That's quite a special deal. Hmm? I'm happy for you.
And well, you just never know until if you can make your ex aware of this.
Okay, wait a minute. Stop for a minute, Ron. Stop for a minute. Did I just hear the voice of an echoing John Statmiller? I guess not.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Ron.
No. At any rate, just quickly, and then we'll move on. You just never know if your ex-wife actually was made aware of exactly how precarious the situation is. She might be more willing to move than you think. So just consider that, and we won't dwell on that topic. But you might just want to consider it.
Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead. Iron into the fire.
Go ahead.
Let me throw an iron into the fire. Do you believe in what America was founded for?
Absolutely. What I do believe is this: if you've been watching what goes on in Wall Street, what's happened to America is tantamount to a corporate takeover.
Yeah.
You see, where like guys like Carl Icahn and things like that, they go in and they buy a company. And then they sell off all the pieces. Well, that's what's happened to this country. The country itself has been bought. And the rest of the infrastructure and everything else is being sold off to the highest bidder piece by piece.
Okay.
The transaction's already been done.
Okay, but you already agree that you understand and you agree with the American experiment.
Yeah, quite an experiment.
Okay, now here's the deal. This is the only place in the world where this is available.
But it's not available. That's the problem.
Yeah, it was available.
Well, I
it's
know,
no longer
it's not.
Available.
It's not available where you live in Mexico. And if you don't preserve this, and if you
come
don't have
visit.
To preserve this, then we are lost because we will lose it completely.
Come and visit.
And that's what they're doing. The United States, America, we are the last bastion of freedom.
Okay. Let me ask a question, Jim. What in your mind, and it's especially based upon the fact that Ed and Elaine were just arrested last night, when they asked repeatedly just to show the law, what in your mind is our solution as Americans to right this ship? Do you know?
You want an honest answer?
No, I want you to lie to me.
Make me feel good.
Go ahead.
Right now. Here's the
What's
answer
that?
Right now.
All right, go ahead.
The people that are paying attention, and there's millions of us,
mm-hmm.
It's time for you to get out of your little corner that you're hiding in, because I've been there. The gentleman that's on the phone has obviously been there because he finally chose to leave it. You got to get out of your corner and you have to stand up and say, I am the sovereign. I'm one of the people. We're the ones that created this government. And it's our job to take care of it. Period. People, stand up.
Right, and I'm going to quote John Stadtmiller again.
It.
We don't have enough boots on the ground.
Absolutely.
And Ed and Elaine Brown is a...
We're developing that. We're in a race,
Jim. We're in a race.
Yes, we are. We're in a massive race.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're in
that's
a massive race.
That's why I gave you the website earlier.
Uh-huh. And we're in a massive race, and the New World Order, they are very aware that that we are waking up, and that's why they've pushed this into high gear. Now,
do you guys not know what is going on in the GOP landscape here in the States?
I'm pretty familiar.
They're changing rules. They're breaking laws. They're doing everything possible
to keep Ron Paul out. Right. Listen, we got to go to a break. Hey, stick with me, Jim. This is good. Stick with me. We got to go to a break. Ron, stay on the line. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to continue this debate up until the top of the hour, and then I've got Tim Wingate and Sean Cranish coming on. Stick with us.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I've got Jim from Missouri on the line, and I've got Ron from Mexico on the line, and we've got a very spirited discussion going on here. And Jim, I don't remember who was speaking last, but look, I'm 100% in your corner. Here's my position. Here's the way I view this, and especially from a perspective of being in the middle of it, being on the front lines, if you will, and that is that it's like a cancer that is continually eaten through our system, and it's gotten to the point where, you know, it's starting to raise the question, is it even savable? Now, what are your thoughts on that, Jim? Jim, are you still there?
I'm still here. Somebody called me. Hey, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Public Broadcasting Network, and go on Listen Live now.
That's all right. Did you hear my question?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. What I'm saying is that I understand your position, and believe me, I'm all for it, and that's the main reason that I'm on this network, is to try to wake people up. But what I see here from my position is I see a cancer that has been, you know, permeating throughout this country in all levels of government, to the point where the question starts to arise, is this even savable? And so what are your thoughts on that, Jim?
Do you want an honest answer?
No, I want you to lie. Make me feel good.
Come on. I mean, come on. Think about it. Think about what you just asked me. Well, do you want to be successful in your life? Are you willing to do the work to do that? Do you want to be free in your life? I mean, this is simple.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me answer your question.
It's not complicated. Do you want to be in charge of your life?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then you better start busting your balls. We got to take this country back.
Are you saying that you don't think I'm doing enough?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
That's what we have to do, though.
Right, but it's not just you and I and a handful of people. Again, I go back to not enough boots on the ground. That's why I keep and John keeps promoting these bumper stickers, is because the numbers are so far short of where it should be at this late stage of the game. And you know what's ironic? And I'm going to tell you something, Jim. You know, we can see the numbers on this network. And what really sickens me is the numbers go up a little bit, they go down a little bit, they go up a little bit, they go down a little bit. But yet back on June 7th, when we thought Ed and Elaine Brown were getting raided, and there was all these alternative talk show hosts saying that their house was on fire and they're going in there getting machine gunned and all this stuff that was being spewed forth, the listenership on that specific day tripled. And it reminded me of the individual that goes to a hockey game, not to see the game, but to watch the fight. So those listeners are out there.
I was on the call. I was on Fred Smart's call.
Uh-huh.
On Ed and Elaine Under Siege.
Uh-huh.
I was on it. I have friends that are ex-Marines that were ready to pack up. I'm telling
you,
they were ready to go pack to defend.
All right, gentlemen, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Hold with me. My second hour guest is another. Will you both hold with me?
Sure, I'm here.
All right. Second hour guest is Tim Wingate. I'm going to invite him into this conversation. We'll be back in two. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Got a really spirited discussion going on here. Stick with it. Might just get better, folks. Be right back.
It's true.